Okay, hi, I'm here with
Alyssa Menares.
What would you describe your career title as?
I'm a personal trainer.
For what company?
I don't work with a company, so I actually work just freelance with people that either call me, text me. I have a few people that I work with weekly.
Okay, what's your education background look like?
So I was a biology major. I went to Mount SAC for 4 years, and then I actually got into pharmacy, so I have that part as well. I got a license in pharmacy, but then I went back to doing, like, biology studies.
And the study of the body, you would say?
Yeah, that's biology. Study of the body.
What type of certifications or credentials would you say you have?
I have a pharmacy technician license, and I also have a bachelor's in biology.
What high school did you go to? Sorry.
I went to Bishop Vermont High School.
And would you say you had any previous work in the field? If so, what was it before, like, all the college and all the professional stuff?
Previous work?
Yeah. Like, did you work with kids? Did you do anything with...
No, not really. Well, I was in school. I mean, I've worked in a pharmacy. I used to coach a basketball team. And so I worked with them, and I used to help, you know, since I was studying biology, I tried to put that into, you know, when I was coaching them. So I would help them with any little injuries. If they had, you know, twisted their ankle or fallen or something, I would help them wrap it up and try my best.
Okay. So, do you see any, like, do you have any future goals from now?
In this field?
Yes, in this field, or any field for that matter.
Yeah, definitely. Right now I'm doing personal training again, just as, you know, on the side, but I do want to go back to school. I do want to get my master's, maybe my PhD. I have 2 kids at the moment, so it's a little bit tough. But I definitely do want to go back and, you know, and finish my education for sure. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. What's some advice you would have for someone pursuing, like, a career in physical training or any type of physical therapy or even pharmacy for that matter?
I guess just to be patient, because it is, you know, a long schooling career, I guess. There's a lot of school that you have to go through. So be patient. It is tough, especially in the beginning, because I feel like some people tend to want to do one thing, but then you start studying it and you get interested in something else, and, you know, you kind of, like, switch around and stuff. But if you stick with biology, you'll be good, because it's good. It kind of covers all your medical, you know, stuff. So just stick in that field and push through for sure, no matter what you do. Like, kinesiology, that's a really good field. You know, I even thought of going into that myself, because I like to coach and I like to do personal training. So that's definitely something that's still on my mind. But yeah, just right now you're in a really good school. So just keep going.
Okay.
Don't give up.
What part of your career would you say you enjoy the most?
Working with kids. Oh, like the whole basketball thing. You know, my son's now in basketball, so I coach his team. And I love working with them, and it's very fun, very enjoyable. Even the people that I work with doing the personal training, it's just fun to kind of show them what they can do with their body. A lot of people don't know, you know, all the aspects
that include their body.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they're amazed when they see, like, oh, I can do this. Oh, my God. The body is amazing. What you can do with it is amazing.
Sounds good. What would you say is also the hardest part of your career path?
Hardest part is actually, I want to say, working with people too, you know, because there's sometimes where they're like, no, I can't do this. They want to give up, especially with the personal training. You know, I have a lot of clients that are just like, no, I'm tired. I can't keep going. And, you know, kind of pushing them to keep going and to, you know, not give up on themselves. It's difficult, but it's definitely rewarding as well, you know, because once you see them push through and you see them, see how excited they are and everything, it's definitely rewarding as well.
And then what actually is something that most people don't know about this career?
I want to say it's not really just a career, you know, you're in a career having to deal with your body. And that's something that, you know, it's personal, it's everything. It's an everyday thing. It's not just going to be in your career. You know, it's definitely something that you work with yourself, you know, your own health and what you're going to be doing on your, you know, with your own body, your family, everything. It's not just career. It's, you know, it's a lifestyle. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. And then also, what was biology or thinking about the body and personal training and all that pharmacy stuff? Oh, was that one of your first choices coming into college or yes. anything like?
Well, I thought of psychology at first, but in high school I was really good at math and at science. I took AP biology, AP statistics, so I was really good at like that side. I did try psychology when I first got into college just because I found it very interesting, but very quickly I realized that I preferred biology, so I went right back.
Could you tell me a little bit about your journey, like through high school, kind of like going to or deciding to be a biology major and then be like a personal trainer, just like your kind of life story a little bit. I heard you once played basketball in middle school and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
so I did. I'm very big. My family is a very big basketball oriented family. I played basketball in high school and in middle school. My son plays it now, so I just feel like. When I was in high school, I was very interested in sports, and that led me, and I feel like I've always been good at science, so being good at biology, being good at that, you know, that was my strong point, so I just continued with that, and now that, again, now that I have a son, my husband's very into basketball too, you know, my son's keeps pushing me forward, because I want him to one day be in the NBA, So with that in mind, you know, we definitely try to be as active as possible and try to help him, you know, in that career path as well. So definitely plays a big part mm-hmm. in my life, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the years or throughout like all your career and all this stuff, has there been anything that has served like almost as a turning point where you didn't want to do this career anymore? Or you just felt like you wanted to do something else. You were called to something else.
Yeah, definitely. I ended up going into pharmacy because I was still thinking, like, what can I do, you know? I liked biology. I really did. I ended up having my son. I had him when I was 19, so schooling was a little bit difficult. I kind of wanted to try to get into something that was maybe a little bit quicker, like a quicker, you know, career path, I guess. So I went into pharmacy. I got my pharmacy tech license, and I worked in a pharmacy for a while, you know, worked with medicine, and I kind of wanted to stay in the medicinal field, I guess. I didn't want to really leave that, but it wasn't for me, so I did leave and I started doing personal training on the side. So I'm glad that I still have that part of me. I went back to college, and now, you know, I want to continue. It's just definitely a journey, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been on it for almost 10 years now. Wow. Yeah, so it's a fun journey.
Mm-hmm. And you say you had your son at 19. So how did you balance that workload, like through college, going to school, homework, then work later, and then your son? Like, how did you balance that?
Yeah, it was very difficult. I'm very fortunate to have, you know, parents that support me no matter what. So I got a lot of support. I had my son when I was, I think, my freshman year of college, maybe my sophomore year. I don't remember. But I remember, I think I gave birth on a Thursday and I was back to school on Monday. It was very difficult, but again, I had my mom to, you know, help me. So she definitely helped me babysit. She helped whenever I needed it. But again, that did play a big role in me switching, you know, to pharmacy just because I wanted something a little bit quicker. I wanted mm-hmm. to get a career going for my kid. It was a little bit difficult. But then I realized, you know what, even though I have a son, I can still make, you know, the career path that I want. I could still do it. I just have to work a little bit harder, and now that he's older, it's a little bit easier, because he helps me a lot. He helps mm-hmm. a lot, for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you ever have someone, like being a personal trainer now, did you ever have someone that you kind of looked up to or that mentored you to become like the personal trainer you are, or even the pharmaceutical tech that you say you were?
Well, I have my uncle. My uncle is a doctor, so he has definitely always been there to help me. Any questions that I have, I always go to him. He's very reliable, and he's been a doctor all his life, So he studied a lot of different parts of medicine. He was a family doctor. He's been a surgeon. And so he studied a lot. So, you know, he was definitely my go-to. I also used to have a personal trainer of my own. And going to him taught me a lot. He was a very good personal trainer. He also had a, he actually had a bachelor's in kinesiology. And so he helped a lot. He helped me learn a lot about my body. It's not just about working out, you know, the stretches that you do, the different things that you do definitely help a lot. Making sure, you know, you roll out your muscles and all that to keep them nice and limber.
That's good.
Definitely.
That's sure. Great. And then I hear you're faith oriented. So I wanted to see how you integrated your faith into your work, or if you do at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think faith is, you know, a huge part of my life. I grew up in a very Catholic household, went to church every Sunday. I went to Sacred Heart, you know, Catholic elementary school, and then went to Bishop Mott High School. So I've always been part of, you know, a very Christian Catholic family. In my work, I don't really use my religion so much in what I do in my work, but I do always try to keep it in my life. You know, my religion is a big part of me. Teach that to my children, make sure that they grow up knowing what religion is and what, you know, what we believe in, because it is something that I was brought up in, you know? So I definitely do keep that in my everyday life. Even with my personal training, we do talk about stuff like that too, because you get to know your clients and you get to talk to them about, you know, what they believe in and stuff like that. So it's definitely still in my career, just, I guess, not as much as I would want it to be.
Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.